Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
5:33 an hour later on the tweet out of our Broadbeach studios. It's Flan, Ali and Spider. Hey, just a quick heads up. If you are part of our show today, we'll have a chance to win a double pass to Pseudo Echo featuring a six-piece lineup playing Twin Towns on Saturday, November 26th.
Give those out before 9 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Hang on, did you say November? Oh, 26.
26, so which is Saturday night.
There is so much on the Gold Coast this Saturday night.
Yeah. So much on tonight.
Yeah, there is.
Yes. Just that guitar riff.
What do you reckon? What do they open up with?
I just will check the set list. I open up with something pretty strong, I reckon, off Appetite for Destruction.
Yeah, Rob McLeod.
Morning.
You're not going tonight?
I won't be going to the Gunners tonight, but yeah, they have quite the catalogue of decent hard rock and roll.
What have you got on today? Because you got your golf, which is normally a Wednesday, but you're playing Thursday.
I'm playing Thursday. I've been invited to play at the Burleigh Heads Golf Club today, which will be fantastic.
Oh, very nice.
You're in good form, Rod.
I had 73 off the bat yesterday.
Oh, God. Stick.
That off is the sensational. Stick. You might end up going pro. Hey, I never said to you guys, a friend of mine won the PGA the other day, Aaron Wilkins.
Oh, good on him.
Wilco.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Like, I said to Steve, because Steve's caddied for him quite a lot. He's a winning boy.
Yep.
And I said, what would he have earned from winning that? What do you all reckon he would have won?
A PGA, you win about 15?
Yeah, I think he said about 20.
Yeah, Queensland PGA about 20. And points, which is important to qualify for the European Tour and the British Open.
That's it. Well, wow, I think he's currently sitting third on the rankings or whatever it is, you all know what that means.
Yes.
So
sure. Sitting third,
yes,
means that you're not in front.
No, but it means he can go. if he stays third, how many do they take?
Right, they take three.
Yeah, oh, do they? Yeah.
Yeah.
So he needs to stay up there.
Absolutely.
Go, Wilco.
Good on you, Wilco.
Good work, Wilco.
Mr. Brownstone is the song they opened up with at Suncourt the other night, by the way.
I'll do the same.
How does that go? I've never heard it.
Look, before we get to Metricon Stadium this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and we're going to be live out there for the biggest show to hit the Gold Coast this year, we need to get through another very exciting round of Name That Year.
Here we go. It's Name That Year.
Is it a foregone conclusion, the NTY Cup for the month of November? Because I've got a new rule I'm going to introduce.
Are you?
If you get the question wrong, a point comes off.
Oh, does that apply to everybody?
Or just Rod?
Or just me?
Rod,
to make it interesting.
The thing is, to be honest, I wouldn't want to win.
No,
like
fair
that.
Enough. Let's just keep the rules as they are. What's the scoreboard?
Well, right now, Ali's on 4, I'm on 3, and Rod McLeod has pulled both of our pants down.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you're on 10.
You can
put myself and Ali together and take on you, Rod, and we still can't win.
Yeah, true.
That's wow. How good you are.
What about this? Mm. Okay, so whoever comes last has to do something. You know what I mean?
Some kind of penalty.
Or something for Rod, yeah, because then at least there's energy in the rest of the month.
Have to caddy for Rod for a month.
No, okay. We'll think of something. We'll open up to listeners and ask them.
You're up for that,
absolutely.
Obviously.
Okay.
Right. Well, look, here we go, because this is a new game. Good luck, everybody.
Here we go.
Name That Year.
And I'm not. And you know what? I've been saying I don't think I am. I'm going to be really honest right now. I'm not. I know I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't have to think about it. I'm not a rude person. I'm not an unkind or mean person.
All right, that's Katherine Heigl, the actress Katherine Heigl, Grey's Anatomy. Was she in Grey's Anatomy?
I've never ever heard of her.
Katherine Heigl.
Whatever she was, she wasn't.
Wasn't she in some romance movie with someone?
It's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Spider.
Happy birthday,
yes, Spider. Katherine.
Absolutely.
With a K.
Yep, Katherine with a K. Yes. I want to wish her all the best. Hopefully she has a good year. She was born in 68.
Boom!
You followed her career for a long time.
I can't believe she's that old.
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy. She's been away.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. It's a C.
Insert your own syllable here.
Just insert your own word here.
She's a marine biologist.
Okay. She's been around for a little while.
Spiders on the scoreboard.
I was going to say 1980.
Oh, here we go.
No idea.
This is Taylor Swift. Good song. Wildest Dreams. What year did Taylor Swift just clean up at the AMAs, the American Music Awards? She won 4
on spot.
Oh, go, Ellie.
I've got no idea. That was 100% in 2010.
Oh, Rob the newsreader.
Oh. Nice, I reckon.
Was this the year that Kanye West jumped up on stage and said, I'm sorry, you know, and
just yes, made a dick
of himself?
Right.
You tell me. As usual.
You tell me.
Good
morning, Kanye fans.
Good morning, Kanye. You're streaming this on the listener app. Right now.
This happened. Even the President of the United States said, Kanye, step away from the microphone. This happened in 2013.
Nah, fractionally, 2014.
No, it was 2019.
Was it?
She won Favourite Country Album, Fave Female Artist, Artist of the Year, and Fave Female Pop Rock
And is
artist.
That when Kanye got up?
No.
I was going to say, I was thinking that.
Threw in a furphy there, but she won.
Oh, good one.
So who wins that?
I didn't know.
Okay, well done.
Yeah. Oh, the day!
Let's see if you can do a clean sweep. I'd love for you to do a clean sweep.
I would too.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Fair shake of the sauce bottle, mate. Well, again, fair shake of the sauce bottle, mate.
All right.
Spider.
That's Kevin Rudd.
Yeah. When did he say it? Kevin 07. I reckon he said it a year later. 08.
What year did Kevin Rudd get elected?
Allie. Kevin 07.
Oh, no.
What are you saying? What year?
07.
Yeah. You know what? I'll give you a tip.
Yeah?
Don't overthink things.
Well, that's been your motto all life.
So many people here on the Gold Coast actually live on a golf course.
Yeah.
And look, I do too now. I never have, and I never wanted to because I thought, oh, kids outside, I always thought it might be dangerous because of the way I play golf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm normally the one looking in backyards and swimming pools for golf balls, aren't we, Rod?
Well, some of us are, yes.
But you know what? It's so... entertaining living next to a golf course. I don't know if anyone does. 1-300-925-666. If you've seen anything on a golf course, I just sit in the lounge room and every now and then you hear us. Yep, you hear that. Hear it again. And every now and then you hear,
So you're in a unit, aren't you?
I'm in a unit. So we're a long way away from the tees. But still, if you just spray one to the right, you'll see a buggy every now and then.
Do your neighbours who have lived there longer than you say they get many balls where you are?
Absolutely. I remember even a couple of weeks ago we were playing at Robina and a mate of mine teed off and he hit a rock that was just in front of the tee, hit the rock, bounced back and went into the house behind.
Oh, wow.
Behind the tee.
Oh, that's dangerous.
And the guy was going off and we're like, mate, you live on a golf course.
Mm.
You've got to expect that.
You've got to be very selective. I know my ex-husband, Steve, and I, when we bought our first place, we looked along Wynnum Golf Course.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it for the same reason as you, Spider, because I thought, I'm going to have the kids out in the backyard with a helmet on every afternoon. Yeah, it's too much of a worry.
I always sit there and go, you know, I love it because I love golfing. You're able to go out at night and just, you know, maybe play a couple of holes without them knowing.
Oh, but yeah.
Is that...
And beautiful setting.
Yeah.
Obviously,
you
stunning.
You can get us in our Broadbeach studios on 1-300-925-666.
Who's this? Is this Jeff?
Yeah, g'day, mate. I used to do my apprenticeship up at Terranora Lakes Country Club up at Blamble Heights.
Yeah.
And the kitchen backed onto the golf course, so every now and then you'd have a golf ball come flying down the kitchen into the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness. Would you like a golf ball with your Vichy swirl?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Jeff.
Oh,
thanks,
that's
Jeff.
That's hilarious.
It's Triple M Breakfast, Flan, Alley and Spider.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Alley and Spider.
5 past 6 an hour later on the Tweed out of our Broadbeach studios. Morning, Flan, Alley and Spider.
Yeah, absolutely. We've just been chatting about living on a golf course and how dangerous it can be, what you get to see.
Yeah, and our phone number is 1-300-925-666. Morning.
Pete and Pimpamar. Pete, you live on a golf course or had any dramas living on a golf course?
No, I don't live on a golf course. I've got a mate, he's lived on a golf course in Sydney for 20 years, and he could write a book on what he tells me what happens on the golf course. He had one situation where a bloke on the 11th hole got the Jimmy Brits and threw his 9-iron into his back ball, and then had the nerve to ring the doorbell and say, can I get my 9-iron out of your pool?
Not if you've eaten in the last hour, no.
Yeah, and then at about 11:30 one night, on the golf course, there was a couple making out in, like, about 100 metres away from their back fence.
What?
That's a hole in one. Have
a good one, guys.
Here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
You need to know Metricon Stadium is going to be going absolutely what?
Broncosucker!
Tonight.
It's going to be great.
Yes. Now, I have some information as to the best way to get there. The gates are going to be open at 4:30 p.m.
Yep.
The Gunners are on stage at 7 p.m. Now, look, we are going to be out there broadcasting this afternoon. Very excited about that, between 4 and 7. But yes, there will be changed traffic conditions, obviously, in effect on the following roads: Narang Broadbeach Road and Alabaster Drive. Road Alabaster will be closed from 3 p.m. There is no public car parking at Metricon Stadium. So the best way to get there, obviously, is public transport. If you are in possession of a valid event ticket, you'll travel free with TransLink to and from the event on scheduled Surfside buses, Queensland Rail train services from 12:30 p.m. Yep. So don't forget the park and ride at Boo Wagon Road. That is going to be absolutely awesome as well. Rideshare and taxis. There's a dedicated ride and share taxi drop-off pickup outside the Gold Coast Sport and Leisure Centre. And getting home, it says here, good luck.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it doesn't. Get home all the same ways.
Good luck. Okay, so if you want to know how many parking fines a year and a day on the Gold Coast, Herman Vorster was on Channel 9 local news last night explaining it all. 131,000 parking fines in 12 months,
what?
Which translates to, yeah, imagine that. Multiply that by $89. And 360 fines a day. But Spider, you were checking a rumour around that there would be a challenge to Tom Tate.
Yeah.
Right, at the next council election. 500 days away. Tom Tate said, oh, no, I'll be running.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Ooh, yeah.
But I just got a funny feeling as Herman Vorster went on last night.
Oh, you reckon he's running?
I do.
Okay.
Because he was very quick to say, but if you feel that you've been unfairly treated by a parking officer from council, 1/3 of them have been overturned and 50% of them that were challenged are still undetermined. He could not have been more helpful to the vote.
A little bit populist.
I think so.
Well, I'm calling Herman because I've actually got one that I want overturned.
Oh, yeah, good. Oh,
there you go.
Actually, two.
Have a crack.
Do me a favour,
one near
please.
My house, one here at Broadbeach.
That is as sus as Tom Tate's moustache. That really is.
And what about some information coming out of the World Cup? Qatar have all the beer restrictions and Budweiser is filthy. They're not allowed to, a major sponsor. They are going to be suing FIFA saying, you know what, we can't keep up with the deal. The contract is now null and void. But all the beer they've got stockpiled that they were going to sell in Qatar, yes, but they can't. $115 million worth of Budweiser is going to the winning country.
Oh.
So if your country wins, you get $115 million worth of Budweiser. If Australia wins,
come on,
we are having a party for days.
We are.
And that is what you need to know. Last one standing.
Well, if you've never played this competition, you can try now. 1-300-925-666 because we have no idea what's going to happen. So you'll have no idea what could be happening, which could mean that you could win quite easily.
Yes.
Trina in Palm Beach, you're starting off. But 1-300-925-666, if you want to have a crack, I'll pass you over to Flan. Good luck.
Trina. Which clown said this?
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best.
Thank you.
Kanye West.
Yep, that'll do it.
Yeah.
I think he's called Kay these days.
Oh, right.
No, okay, who cares? I agree. True or false? In an average length lifetime, we spend 1 year on the toilet. Is that true or is it false?
Sure, let's say true.
It is true. Well done, Trina.
Fantastic. Wow. That's a good year.
What happens if you're different, if you live to 60 or you live to 90?
Yeah.
In an average length lifetime.
Oh, average.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I love sitting on the toilet.
Oh, good for you.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Trina, do you love... No, you know what? Question three. What's further north?
Oh.
Today's Guns N' Roses concert.
Mm-hmm.
Or Pizzy Park?
Ooh.
I'm going to say Guns N' Roses.
Correcto.
Yay.
Well done, Trina. Clean sweep.
Double pass to Event Cinemas, Trina. You're a winner.
Thank you.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
6:33, it's an hour later on the Tweed with Flan, Ali and Spider. And before 9 o'clock, it's the 92.5 Triple M Singapore boarding call. We've given away two of these already. We've got three to give away. You're flying Scoot, fly Gold Coast to Singapore and beyond with Scoot. Book now at flyscoot.com. One step away from being in Singapore. And Annalise from Pelago, which is a travel experiences platform from Singapore Airlines, talking about her favourite Singapore experiences.
One of my favourites is Sentosa, Singapore's island getaway. And you're looking at, you know, your Universal Studios, Adventure Cove Water Park, Skyline Lug, the aquarium. And if you're really up for it, we've even got a bungee jump.
Yeah, lock me in. Lock it in. It's so good.
I reckon it's the second most populated place in the world.
Singapore.
There you go.
Just behind Monaco.
And it would be the cleanest too.
It would be.
Yeah,
it
100%.
Is. 100%. $1,000 spending money will throw in there as well. And your boarding call is going to be another Gold Coast suburb. We have that coming up before 9 o'clock. And every winner is going to get that $100 to spend on activities in Singapore on Pelago. Pelago, travel experiences platform by Singapore Airlines.
She drives me crazy. You know what drives me crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Renting.
Oh, yeah.
It is annoying, but it's a necessary evil that a lot of us have to do.
Absolutely.
And are currently doing. So, as you all know, I've been renting a townhouse this year, and it's cost me $650 a week, which I thought in itself was pretty expensive.
Rent is expensive.
At Robina. It is. So, then I got an email a month and a bit ago from the rental group saying, here's your new lease if you want to re-sign, but your rent is going up to $815
Whoa.
A week, $165 a week more.
Wow. See, I thought they could only put up 10%, but obviously I'm wrong.
Well, yeah, you are wrong, Spider. Mm. I mean, you can actually dispute it, I believe, or ask, you know, there's some sort of authority that you can write to and say, look, I think this is just a bit steep.
Ali, was there any kind of justification for that increase? Did they list anything at all?
No.
They just whacked it up.
Yes. The rent will be going up $165 a week. So
that's outrageous.
Yes. So because of that, my ex-husband and I have decided we're going to move back in together.
Yep.
Okay. So not just for that reason. It means also that we can both live full-time with our two daughters.
Help with the girls.
That are 15 and 16. That's
co-parent.
Right. Co-parent, that's right. So we've decided to do that. We're lucky, fortunate enough that we're amicable enough at the moment to be able to do that. Everyone's crossing their fingers
it's
for
It's an amazing thing that you're doing.
Look, yeah, I will say I am proud of us because it doesn't come at no cost. I mean, you don't separate because everything's hunky-dory.
You like each other.
Yeah.
It's just been way too good. I'm leaving.
Yeah, that's right.
Something's
we're
wrong
We're quitting
here.
While it's good. Let's quit while we're ahead. So
anyway,
it's the situation though, because it's difficult to find the right family home, you know, when you're renting. And with our daughters, because obviously I have to be at work at 4:30 in the morning, they have to get their own way to school. So we're quite limited as to where we can live because Steve obviously he's working in Brisbane a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, we found a rental, but of course, we've got it a month early than what my current lease ends, okay?
Oh.
Now, here is my, I guess, issue. I'm not really happy about this. So they're trying to rent the townhouse I'm currently in.
Yeah.
Re-rent it at that higher price, $815 a week. Mm. They've had no takers.
People are starting to buy.
I wonder why.
So I'm trying to obviously break my lease a month early, but if no one rents it, I'm stuck with paying two rents for a month, which is a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Oh, now, I have seen them advertise properties on realestate.com before saying that you get a month at this lower price and then the price goes up.
Yeah, that's fair.
To the new one, yeah. But I reckon they don't want to do it because it's such a price hike.
Yours isn't doing that.
They're not doing that. They're just advertising it at that higher price and having no takers.
Well, it's silly.
And I think that's quite unfair.
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
So the other thing it impacts too when they whack it up is the bond. So they might put it up. What was the increase per week, mate?
$165 a week extra.
Multiply that by four, and that goes on to the bond.
That's right.
Plus 2 weeks' rent to move into a place. Now you're looking at 6 weeks' rent at the new price.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
I know. So, you know, I might be stuck, as I said, paying a month of double rent, which is just going to absolutely crush
us.
Well,
yeah, the other way is you pay a portion of it. Mm. So I'll pay... Yeah, if you top rent, I'll pay the 130 a month, still saving you six.
Yeah.
You know me, I'll pay 130 a week, still saving you six.
That's not a bad idea, Spider. Yeah, beat them down a bit on the new print.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, I rang the real estate,
by the way.
And had a I just queried it as to why they're not advertising it at that lower price. And I was very nice, obviously, because I really want them to, you know. Feel sorry for me.
Whenever we talk to big music stars, we just need to celebrate the music that they have delivered. Baby, you're amazing. I'm never ever going to light it up. Cause I don't want to talk, I just want to feel it. Spend a little time. Casey Barnes and his brand new song. Nowhere to run to in a small town. If that song isn't the most catchy song this year, then I don't know what is. Casey Barnes, thank you for your time this morning. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Written on the streets of Currumbin while you've been trekking around on a run around there. But Casey, has there ever been anything you haven't won?
Mate, there's been quite a few. I'll tell you what, I didn't win many bloody trophies in my footy career, so I struggled on that front, that's for sure.
You've won the heart of one Peter Spider Everett. On this show last week, he actually said that you are his favourite Australian band and performer to watch. How does that make you feel?
Pretty bloody humbled, actually. I, without getting too mushy on you guys, before I knew Spider personally, I used to be a big fan because I'm obviously a big footy fanatic. So I just remember him playing footy growing up and, you know, I'm a Hawthorn fanatic as well. So,
yeah.
Didn't say that.
That was our David.
Perfect.
No, it means a lot. Thank you,
mate. I'm sitting here looking at your nominations for the Golden Guitar Awards: Single of the Year, Song of the Year, Contemporary Country Album of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, Toyota Album of the Year. Tell me something you could be nominated for doing around the house. What do you do well at home, Casey Barnes?
Not cooking. That's for sure, mate. I tell you what, I struggle on that front. Geez, what could I be nominated for? I tell you what I've been good at the last couple of weeks. We have had this rat and mice problem because we live in Currumbin, right?
Yeah.
And so we have been absolutely smashed by all these mice, but we've got rid of them. Guess whose job that's been?
Well,
that's been my
job.
Well,
I did not expect that answer.
No, either did I. But nominated for an ARIA as well,
that
which is exciting
massive.
As well, the Country Music Album of the Year. Also, which is unbelievable here, you're playing at the North Burley Surf Lifesaving Club.
Yeah, well, we figured, look, it's been a pretty awesome year and it'd be great to do a hometown show as a bit of a thank you to everyone who's got behind me over the last 12 months. So this one's going to be a free gig on this Saturday down at North Burley Surf Club, and we want to pack it out. So it'd be great to see everybody come down and have a beer or three or four and, come down and say good day.
Yep.
Now, Casey, there's a lot of chat that you're going to take out this ARIA tonight, so I would love to give you the opportunity to practice your speech. What would you like to say to your wife, Michelle, who I love, is beautiful, and your kids?
Look, without getting too soppy on you, my wife and my kids, seriously, I wouldn't be doing this without them. There have been times where I guess anyone that's pursuing a dream, you know, they have dark days where they stop and go, is it worth it? And my wife has always been the one to say, no, you've got to keep pushing, you've got to keep going, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And I wouldn't be doing any of this without them. So she's been amazing.
Casey, good luck
tonight. Yes, go get them.
Thank you very much, and enjoy Saturday. It will be huge down there at North Burley.
Thanks, you guys. Triple M Breakfast
with Flan, Ali and Spider. 6:07, an hour later on the tweet out of our Broadbeach studios. It's time to do this.
This wins the internet.
Wow, winning.
Yeah, we've got to give everybody a shout out who does send you things over the internet, Flam, because it's our pleasure we're able to listen to them each morning.
Yes, this is Jade from Pack Pines. Pack Pines has won the internet today.
Love Pack Pines.
Yeah, me too. Jade is a busy mum of four, and she wrote this. If the average person has special cuddles 89 times a year, am in for one hell of a December.
It's interesting what you can find out when you walk around your own office and flap your chops to everyone.
Okay.
And I had a good catch up with everyone from finance the other day because it was bothering me that we've got a big office here. It was bothering me that I didn't know everyone's names.
Right.
So anyway, I was talking to Rachel from finance, and she also lives in Robina, just like you and I, Al Dobie.
Yep.
And so she was telling me that she had a magpie attack,
Robina.
Yes, the day before. And I said, oh, okay, what's the go? You know, and she said that she was walking through past the Robina Library. They're doing a bit of construction there.
Yep.
Walking through this alleyway sort of area, and she just sort of felt this breeze by her. Well, she had the headphones on.
This is what they can sound like.
Yeah, go for it.
So it was much like that, Al. Thank you very much.
No worries.
So she's felt this breeze and she thought, there's no breeze around today. And then all of a sudden, boom, on her head.
Oh,
right.
What, and the magpie?
Yes.
Bang.
So then she's turning, she's seeing the magpie, and she said she started, like, running away then, hightailing it out there.
No zip ties.
Waving her arms around her head, you know. And so
all the usually hilarious antics if it's not you.
Yes, exactly. So right. I'm crying with laughter as she's telling me, just imagining her running away, shooing that away from her head. So she was on, it was 6:30 in the morning on Sunday, and she was going to her personal training session, okay?
Okay.
So here she is sprinting off.
I was going to say, the library wouldn't be too popular in Robina, would it?
Well, it's actually very popular.
Yes, what are you saying?
It's very good. So now, this would sound like your average magpie attack. As you said, lots of people do get attacked by magpies.
Absolutely, and very hilarious.
Yes, but then she's shown me the photo, okay?
Yeah.
Because she got to the personal trainer, sat down on the weights bench thing, and they've just, okay, I'll show you the photo.
Yeah.
Oh, gee. So she had a whack.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
So there's a lot of blood on the top of her head. A
lot of blood. That's a great deal of blood.
Did not miss.
I know. So, and she did not realise that it was that extreme. But as I believe that the head actually is notorious for being...
Does bleed a lot.
Yeah. Does bleed quite a lot.
Blonde hair.
Yeah. So the personal trainer has absolutely freaked out, said... Sit down, you know. She's got a good, let's say, 10-centimetre circle of claret on top of her blonde. The blonde hair makes it look way worse.
Go and have a crack at the magpie. Go and have a crack back at it.
Well, exactly. So anyway, I was saying to her, wouldn't it be so fantastic to get the footage to see if Robina, you know, if the council could
Someone's got it.
Yes. Oh, and I was thinking,
what's his name? Yes. Your mate.
Herman.
Although just across the
Herman
road,
Foster.
It might be a bit dodgy because there's a bit of a blank car park there. The cameras might be a bit far away.
I don't know.
You know.
Because I drove past it yesterday.
And you what? You're driving past a random place in Robina going, no, there wouldn't
He's
be cars.
Here,
there
Robina
wouldn't be
cars.
What we love about
there.
Flan, he comes up.
I normally run past there in a 6-foot magpie suit.
So anyway, I thought, what are you, like, honestly, is that rude to ask for that footage? Because at the end of the day, she's being attacked. We may as well get some enjoyment out of
it. There's 700 cameras on the Gold Coast, apparently. Yeah, let's get the footage.
So anyway, you've got Herman's number, Aldo.
No, you have.
Well,
so
we
you're
both do, but
ring
I want
him.
You to ring.
You're going to ring him.
We'll see if we can get him in.
Councillor for Division 11, Herman Vorster, and we'll suss out we can get the video of this magpie. Yes.
And let's see what other videos we can get. Now we're talking.
Herman, I need to put you in the picture. We have an unusual request, okay?
Yeah.
So one of our workmates, Rachel, she actually got attacked by a magpie on Sunday morning.
Yeah, go for it.
This isn't footage of her. So she got attacked on Sunday morning outside the Robina Library. You know where they're doing the building next door?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Sunday, you say?
Yeah, Sunday. So she was walking through there and she got swooped and then ran away doing the mad arms around like she's, you know, at the car yard blow up man thing.
Flapping, do you have CCTV vision?
Well, look, this is ringing a lot of bells. I think I can get the vision because we've actually got this parallel investigation happening at the moment. Someone's been going around just huffing and puffing, looking a bit erratic. We don't know what's going on with this person. And they're headbutting native birds.
Well, Flan seems to know where all the CCTV vision apparatus is, right?
Native birds can be pretty annoying, Herman.
Why are they... Where is this happening, this headbutting of birds?
That's quite unusual.
Well, around the Robina Library, and particularly on weekends.
I'm thinking, are you serious? We were about to do... Well, so are you saying to me you think Rachel has done this deliberately?
Well, I think we need the vision to make sure that, you know, that we can rule her out as a suspect in this investigation.
This is so funny. Typical councillor blaming everyone else other than his electorate. So, Herman, in all seriousness, are magpies a bit of an issue around that area?
Yeah, look, 100% they are. And, look, there's a reason why they're a problem, and that's because we've effectively pushed out all of the, I'm going to say it, the better native birds. The trees that we've got in cities, they attract the big, you know, the big nasty ones like a crow and a magpie. Yep. We actually need more flowering plants to bring in more different types of birds and just bring a bit of balance. So, it's going to continue being a problem until we get the flowers out.
Okay.
So can we get the vision, yes or no?
Yeah. What do you think that we're a chance? Are there cameras up there?
Come on, you can do it.
Well, you can put the magpie private eye onto it. And I'm going to source this vision from the library. Throwing the book at him.
And just before we do let you go, thank you very much. We'll get that vision.
Excellent.
And you're running in 2024.
Mate, I'm running, going for a run this morning.
You're going to take on Tommy.
Are you taking on Tom?
Hammond, last night on the news, and I thank Channel 9 very much for the report, you're talking about parking fines and you're assisting voters to challenge those parking fines is that the start of a campaign?
Ooh.
Is it the start of a campaign? Look,
if you answer the question with the question, it's a yes.
Are you running for mayor in 2024?
Look, if you've copped a parking fine, then you appeal it.
I definitely did not ring you for this reason. I'm ringing about Magpie CCTV. I'm firm on that. I'd love to see it.
All right, well, I'm going to source this vision, and then if I deliver, well, maybe I can deliver in other ways.
Herman's running for mayor.
It's an exclusive. We love
joking. Eric.
Spider spray.
Well, funny you just mentioned all those road closures, Alistair, because that's what I'm going to have a crack at.
Ooh.
Not the road closures. I am going to have a crack because I know they're going to be out. They're as guaranteed as the Mozzies out on Sunset as parking inspectors out around Metricon Stadium tonight.
Oh, they'll be...
Don't show your faces around there.
Where will people be parking?
This is what I don't like about when you've got events like at Metricon Stadium. The council have never, ever built enough car parks, and it is absolutely ridiculous. We know, they've got their park and ride. You can go to all the different train stations. But if Guns N' Roses are coming on at 7, that means you want to get there probably 4:35 by the time you're coming from Coomera or you're coming from down the Tweed. You want to park, you want to jump on a bus, you want to get to the stadium. Okay, you want to get in there, get comfortable, get your seat. Get amongst the atmosphere. Come and say hello to us. So, to do that, you're going to have to park. Now, most of these car parks are going to be full because tradies and people coming home from work aren't even home yet.
True. Mm.
So, where are all these parking spots going to come from? People are going to be parking illegally, and then what's going to happen? We know the Gold Coast City Council absolutely licks their lips. It's like a buffet served to them tonight. It is for these parking inspectors.
Delicious.
We know they've done 131,000 fines this year. They average 360 a day. They're going to jackpot tonight. Tonight is like their Powerball. They're going to sit there and go bang, 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 bang. Everyone is going to cop a fine because the council have never thought about forward planning and saying, you know what? This is how we should set up a stadium and this is how we should put some car parking together because one day there's going to be people at the stadium. Hello! We've known that. Can they get their parking right, allow people to park, open up areas closer to Metricon Stadium so we can park there? And if I find one of these parking inspectors putting tickets on cars tonight, I'm going to be out there hunting.
What are you going to do?
I am going to moon slap every one of them.
What's a moon slap?
Moon slap. What is that? That's lifting up their hair at the front of their face and just going, bang.
I love that.
Moon slap or chook peck. I don't know which
one. A crow peck. Wemo.
Camel bite. Which camel bite on the thigh.
I tell you, I'm going to be out there watching.
What about a hopper, won't they?
You've been sprayed by spider. Book a delicious all-you-can-eat buffet at Sharks. Visit southportsharks.com.au. Triple M's $1,000 minute.
Yeah, Jody down in Pats, Pottsville. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What would you do with $1,000?
Oh, mate, before Christmas, they were coming really handy for the kids.
Wouldn't it?
Pay some bills and just get me out of Dodge for a bit.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Well, good luck. Here we go. These are the rules and regulations. You've got 60 seconds. That time will start at the end of the first question. If you don't know the answer, simply pass, and Ali will fly through the questions, and if we've got time, we'll come back to it. We will take your first response, but, hey, Jody, good luck. We hope you take it out.
Cheers.
All right, here we go. Which popular Italian soup contains pasta?
Minestrone.
What suburb is the brewery Black Hops located in?
Pass.
What is sushi traditionally wrapped in?
Seaweed.
Who owns Tesla?
Elon Musk.
What is the colour of the Ford logo?
Blue.
Who played James Bond in Diamonds Are Forever?
Sean Connery.
Animals that eat meat are called what?
Carnivores.
Which horoscope sign has the weighing scales as its symbol?
Pisces.
Which ex-NRL star has the nickname Fatty?
Pass.
In what Australian town would you find the big banana?
Coffs Harbour.
What suburb is the brewery Black Hops located in?
Burley Heads.
Which ex-NRL star has the nickname Fatty?
Paul Vaughan.
Oh,
boy.
I tell you what. George, what do you reckon? One you missed out on. You got 90% right.
I reckon it'd be the brewery.
Yeah.
No, that was correct. Which horoscope sign has the scales? It's Libra.
Libra.
Libra. Yeah. Seven fish. That's Pisces.
Yes.
Fish.
But yeah. Oh, mate.
Bad luck, but hey, you're not going back home empty-handed. Well played. It was magnificent. 90%, and please try again.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to get a couple of tickets to go and check out Disney Strange World at Event Cinemas. It's on from today. All right, Jody. Well done, bud.
Awesome. Cheers, guys. Have a good
day.
Well
played, mate. Yeah, well
done. 9 out of 10. So close. We can get one better tomorrow. Right now, we're going to give you a couple of questions to tomorrow's 92.5 Triple M $1,000 Minute. Ali, Spider, Flan.
Yeah. Go. Kick it off, Ali. Give us a question.
All right. Who stars in the movie The Lincoln Lawyer?
The what?
All right.
Okay, yes.
No, I have no idea. Okay, what's another one?
Another one is Laura Geitz is famous for playing which sport?
Okay, yeah.
She's an Aussie.
Absolutely,
yes.
It involves a ball.
There you go.
And a net.
That is going to get you.
And the court.
20% closer to winning tomorrow, just before 8, 92.5. Triple M's $1,000 minute, $1,000 going to the weekend.
Goal defence.
Can you give us some of these songs? Can you give me something?
Come on.
You want a bit of this?
Here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
Just feel that slash on the guitar when that starts up. It'll be heaving.
How loud? You've just got to go louder and louder.
Yes.
Even if you haven't got tickets, I'd be in my car out the front. If lived around that area, I'd have all the doors and windows open. Just to hear those songs is going to be huge.
I heard the Drive Show talking about the Brisbane concert the other day, and it was mega. 29 songs they played.
Unbelievable.
29 songs.
That is massive. Yep. They must be fit.
Yeah,
to be able to get
look
through
it.
That.
Yeah, they did look it.
Absolutely. Well, Axel's 60 now, isn't he?
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you saw, and in Surface Paradise, just cruising around and going for a walk along the beach.
They get free G-travel, don't they, on the
yeah,
way around?
They absolutely.
Would. Oh, they absolutely would. Actually, speaking of travel, 100% the best way to get there is, of course, public transport. So if you've got a valid event ticket for tonight, yes. Hey, Slash, hurry up. The doors are closing. So, yes. And look, head to metricontstadium.com.au to get all of the details because there are some road closures. But, yeah, head to the train stations, free buses. It's the easiest way to get there.
I must admit, though, I've got a mate of mine, D-Mac. He's up at the moment, and he cars up the floor, D-Mac. D-Mac on the D floor.
But is he up from Victoria?
Yeah, he's come up from Victoria. Really interesting because it's cost him $2,500 just to go and see Guns N' Roses because school is on, so accommodation and flights aren't cheap.
More expensive.
And he works out the mine, so he can't go and see him when they're in Melbourne. The only gig he could go to, always wanted to see him, was seeing this one. So an expensive night out for,
I think worth it. Absolutely worth it. I mean, it's teleporting. It's time travel music. It'll take you straight back to when you were 25. And I can't wait for that. Interesting, you know, there's a Taylor Swift gig that sold out in minutes and some people paid up to $15,000 for a ticket.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's some footage on TikTok of a girl trying to sell it online once she found out that she couldn't sell it. And then she threw her phone in anger and it bounced into the pool. It's blown up on TikTok. But $15,000 for a ticket at some point.
That is crazy.
What's the most you've ever paid? Have you ever, like, I remember I had to pay, I think it was just over $1,000 a ticket once to go and see Barbra Streisand.
Are you okay?
Worst investment of my life.
What do you mean?
You deserve it.
Please explain.
That's what you do when you're married.
That was a classic gig. Was it Sanctuary Cove, wasn't it?
No. This was down at Telstra Dome or Etihad Stadium in Melbourne. Okay, right. And
you paid $1,000.
I know.
Where were your seats on stage next to her?
Spider loves fabs. You're so fab.
I love that.
We have learned something new. Okay, let's throw it out there. Let's throw it out into the Gold Coast Triple M family.
What have you paid for a Barbra Streisand ticket? Give us a call.
And it's been $1,000.
Would you ever go and see Barbra Streisand?
Oh, boy.
Tell you who will be really busy is the Gold Coast cops. Thank you for everything tonight that you're going to do to keep the schoolies safe. I know that's gone a little bit pear-shaped in the last day or so. And Guns N' Roses, everyone will be so hyped. I think
it's
the Paradise
so
Beach, sexy time Paradise Beach police cops, they're going to get ya. The Gold Coast, Australia's number one holiday destination. If it happens on the mean streets of the Glitter Strip, it happens on Sexy Time Paradise Beach police cops. Sexy, sexy time. Sexy Time Paradise City Beach Police Cops, with rowdy fans of supergroup Guns N' Roses arrive on the Glitter Strip, and eagle-eyed patrol officers quickly spy revelers who've clearly been preloading on the Loco Lager liquids.
What are you doing, mate?
Nothing, you dog. Can't the bloke just try and not fall over anymore?
And how long have you been drinking?
Since Use Your Illusion 2 came out.
How old are you?
20s. 51.
You aren't old enough to have started drinking in 1989.
Yeah, but I drink in dog years, you dog.
Why do you drink so much?
Because I'm a parking inspector and everyone hates me.
Meanwhile, at schoolies, some schoolies are reported missing, but are quickly found by eagle-eared patrol officers.
Yeah, located those missing schoolies' base.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they were sleeping under a pile of hamburger wrappers and half-eaten meals and cavab.
What condition are they in?
Oh, look, I wouldn't eat any of the burgers, but
I mean the kids.
Oh, sorry, yeah, of course. Oh, look, they got a bit of orange cheese in their hair, but otherwise it looks shocking.
Doesn't matter whether you're an aging rock star, a drunken parking inspector, or a schoolie covered in jack cheese. Sexy Time Paradise City Beach police cops are gonna get ya. Sexy Time.
Triple M. Gold Coast.
Fly Gold Coast to Singapore and beyond with Scoot. Book now at flyscoot.com.
92.5 Triple M Singapore boarding call.
Well, we've got three of these Singapore trips to give away, and everybody that does win, we've got a winner tomorrow. Everyone's going to who wins get $100 to spend on activities in Singapore on Pelago. Pelago, they are a travel experiences platform by Singapore Airlines. We need to get as many people on the standby list right now.
Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
Hello, it's Shawnee from Sweet Pine.
Hey! Hey! How can we be sure of that? How can we be certain?
Yeah, what street do you live on?
I live in Weller's Street.
Okay, yeah,
all right, that'll honest. Do. You could have said any word then and we would have gone, yep, that'll do.
You're on the standby list. Make sure you're listening up tomorrow afternoon.
Good luck, Shawnee.
Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Tressa. How are you?
Tressa, you're on standby list to go to Singapore.
And
you won best name today. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Have a great day.
You too.
I love that name too, Flynn. Tressa. Good morning. Who's this?
Annette.
Okay. Guess what?
Is that the purpose of your call? Oh,
I can't believe that I actually got through. I've just pulled up in the car park and I went, oh, my goodness.
You did. Yep. You're true. You're on the list.
One step away from being on a scoot plane to Singapore.
Yahoo!
Jezalinko, your beauty. And while you're there, have a listen to this. This is Annalise from Palago. You can also get a voucher to go and see any part of Singapore. And she tells us about her favourite spot of Singapore.
One of my favourites is Sentosa, Singapore's island getaway. And you're looking at, you know, your Universal Studios, Adventure Cove Water Park, Skyline Lug, the aquarium. And if you're really up for it, we've even got a bungee jump.
Oh, how does that sound good?
It sounds fantastic.
Well, listen up tomorrow afternoon.
Jumping off something with elastic on your leg sounds fantastic. I love you even more now.
More chances for you to get on that standby list coming up after 9. Triple M Singapore boarding call with the all-new ride. 8.55 an hour later on the tweet. Hey, this afternoon we're live out of Carrara. Oh,
absolutely. So no goodbyes. We'll see you soon.
Yes, absolutely. I'll tell you what we did learn today.
Mm-hmm. This is the big
little
one.
A little bit of Gunners.
Yeah, love one.
You think that's going to be in part of the encore, do you?
I reckon it would be.
I reckon Paradise City.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be the encore song tonight. Mm. And look, we learned a lot today. We learned a lot about Spider today. He spent $1,000 to go and see his favourite singer. Oh. Sing it for us, Pete.
Come on.
I'll see you at 3 the Savo.
That is not the lyrics.
And it's 4 the Savo, so he's obviously... rattled. He's rattled by Babs. The emotions just pouring out.
He's choked up.
No. He's got all the feels.
He does. You and Barbara Spryze and sitting in a tree. I think I just said Spryze.
S-I-N-G-I-N-G.
That's the celebrity name, Spider and Babs.
Yeah.
Combined.
Spryze.
Babs.
Spryze. Babs.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider. That's the end of another big show. Download the Listener app to grab the latest podcast for free right now. 92.5 Triple M.